Our Celine Chamber Report today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Today we're going to meet a graphic designer whose company does a whole lot more graphic design, website support, email management, and it's going to be great talking with Karen Tuttle of Kleiza Design. But first, Michelle Dugan, who is the executive director of the Celine Area Chamber of Commerce. You've actually seen Karen's work up close and personal. She did some work for the chamber.
That is true, Lucy Ann. So we had the honor of working with Kleiza Design the past few months, and she's very flexible, nimble, and has some creative ideas. So she helps take I'm an idea person, I'm a visionary. She helps take those ideas and put them on paper, represent us well professionally, much better than I could do on Canva or with any resources I have here internally.
Well, Karen, I really admire skill sets like you have, because I think that is something that is very special. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you became a graphic designer and doing the work with your company, Kleiza Design.
Sure. Well, thank you. And thanks for having me on the show. I started out doing graphic design. That was my major in college, and worked through that. And while I was starting a family and going through college, I was also doing volunteer work, graphic design work for organizations that I was in, and just like keeping my portfolio up to date and keeping everything going. And actually, it was one of my volunteer projects that got me into my first graphic design job, and just kept adding more responsibility there, keep working through all the jobs, worked up to becoming a marketing manager for a tech company out of San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I've got the freelance experience. I've got managing like a, you know, marketing department kind of thing, working through all that. And now I'm bringing that to my company, Kleiza Design.
And in particular, you'd like to work with small businesses, and tell us a little bit about the skill set that you bring for those businesses and the process that you go through with them.
Sure. Well, I understand like how everything works together, the website, the print work, like everything needs to work together and look cohesive to really represent your brand well. And like I understand the background and what goes on behind the scenes and bringing everything together so that it all works cohesively.
And what do you like most to work with? What types of projects do you enjoy?
Well, right now I'm doing a couple of website projects for a couple nonprofits and a solopreneur, just helping them get up and running. And I really enjoy that. And I also enjoy print work, where I've done 100 plus page magazines where I produce the whole thing. I designed the layout.
Wow.
Talked with the printer to get it printed. And in the end, it was just a gorgeous piece that I'm just so proud to have been part of it.
What platform do you use for your websites, Karen?
So I've used WordPress in the past, but I'm working with Wix now. I've also done hand coding HTML and CSS to, you know, completely hand coded websites. Really not much call for that anymore these days, but whatever platform that a company is using, I've probably used it before.
Well, that's a real talent though, to be able to do that HTML as well. So it's good to have that in your background. What software do you prefer?
Yes.
What about the software?
I use Adobe Creative Cloud for mostly everything, but it really depends on what the client needs. If they need like templates that they can use later, that they can use themselves in the future, then I'll create something in Canva for them. If it's all going to be me, I'll just do it all in Adobe.
Talking with Karen Tuttle, she is the founder and digital marketing director for her company, Kleiza Design. And you can go online to kleizadesign.com. That's K-L-I-Z-A, kleizadesign.com. Her work is beautiful. And click in there and you can kind of thumb through there. Karen, earlier Michelle mentioned that she's a visionary. You know, she knows what she wants, but how do you get there? And so what's the best way that a client can work with you when they kind of have an idea of what they want? They may not know exactly, but they definitely don't know how to get there. How do you draw that out from them?
Sure. So when I start working with a client, we go through a big discovery conversation, and I have a bunch of questions that I go through to kind of talk and find the heart. Like, what is the heart of your, what is the heart of your and mission of your organization? And that kind of drives everything that we do going forward. If we're working on a certain project, we talk about what are the goals for this project? What do you want what outcome do you want from like having a newsletter or putting an ad on Facebook? Like, what do you want people to do? And so we talk through the goals, like who you want to target, those kinds of things. We just make sure everything matches up in the end and pulls through those goals for you.
What do you notice when you look at sites maybe that you haven't worked on, or just campaigns in general, or a company, and you see kind of what their mission is and you see how they're presenting themselves, but they don't carry it through maybe on every aspect of the company, whether it's how they answer the phone or what their email says. Tell me a little bit about what you think when you see something like that, because it happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I usually think, well, I could really help them out. Yeah. I'd really love to work with them and help them bring this up to par and make their messaging cohesive across like all the platforms. Because like you said, it's really important, like everything that touches your target market, like it leaves an impression, and making sure that you have the best impression for every type of media that you have out there, it's really important.
You've worked with big companies and small companies, and on your website it mentions how you really want to be able to do big marketing for small businesses. I think a lot of times the small business person doesn't realize they can have big marketing. So what does that mean mm-hmm. for them, and how would that work strategically and financially?
So big marketing, I guess, just means like everything matches, everything looks good across all the pieces that you have. And if all you can manage to maintain right now is a website and maybe one social media platform, that's fine. Like if it all looks good, if it all has the same message across the board, that's great. Like that's going to do a lot for your business.
You know, technology changes from today to tomorrow. And I think that's another problem that makes it very hard for business people to keep up to date with the latest out there. Where do you see the future going when it comes to the technology that's available to do this kind of presentation and marketing for businesses?
Well, AI is certainly a huge thing that's out there right now. And I've kind of played around with it, and it's what I've found, it's a great starting point. But you can't just depend on AI to do everything for you. You still need to take it and put your spin on it. Like, make sure that it doesn't sound too generic, because some of the things that it spits out for me are pretty generic. So adding in the spice that makes your business special, really, it's a tool, and it gives you a starting point, and then it gives you like a little leg up to move along a little faster through the process.
But don't just rely on it.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite projects to work on?
I like print and web both. I've done big projects for both of them. And I just, for print, you have something you can hold in your hand. You have something like I have a bunch of those magazines that I produced, and it's just a joy to look through it and remember like all the process that we went through to get to that point. And you can give it to someone else and say, like, look at this, it's fun. A website is something that doesn't actually exist in the world. It's made out of pixels, but it's such a great tool to get your target market to contact you, to bring in leads, to educate your audience, and all those things that just, it doesn't really exist, but it's so important to a company.
On your website, it says you're an affordable graphic designer for hire. What does that mean to your customers? And talk a little bit about that part of the business, because I think sometimes, especially for small businesses, they think this is out of the realm of being able to hire someone with your design caliber.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's I really try to talk with my clients and we try to see, what are their needs and what can we do for an affordable price. If they need a 5-page website, then we'll figure out like maybe we use templates more, or maybe we use something that gets the project moving faster. We don't always have to do everything custom. There are options to get something out there that doesn't cost a lot of money.
I hope our listeners check it out if they are in need of a graphic designer and all of the skills that you have, even email and print. You can go online to KlizaDesign.com. That's KLIZA design.com. Tell me a little bit about the work you did for the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce.
So I just jumped in and helped Michelle. She needed flyers. She needed some emails set up, and basically whatever I could help her with, whatever she had time to give me, I helped her out with, and we were a strong team throughout the summer.
So. I love that. That's great. Karen, yeah. So nice getting to know you. Michelle Dugan also with